Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show, and we're gonna have a lot of these talking about. We're gonna stay focused on exposing criminals, exposing thugs, and exposing lowlifes, and we're focusing on the biggest criminal out there today, the guy, that illegitimate guy in the White House, the criminal of all criminals, the bribe master, the syndicate, the what you, everyone calls the criminal of all times, the guy they call him the big guy. That is Joe Biden and the Biden Crime Syndicate. We're going to continue to focus on the play for pay and the Burisma and the bribing and everything else to this guy and his whole family and anyone associated with is put away for good as treasonous because they are. And we're going to continue to focus on it until the day he gets more perp walked out. And not just him, but Kamala Harris. For Hillary Clinton, Obama, and all the others associated with this pay-for-play and the money laundry schemes that the Biden syndicate and his family, it's like 14 different members of his family, and he even decided to use an LLC under his three-year-old grandchild. So this is crazy stuff for money laundry, but we got to expose it one at a time, and it has to do a lot about Burisma. You know, Trump was right when he talked to Zelensky and they were talking, you know, and they mentioned the phone call itself was perfect, but Zelensky was pissed off that he had a fire, that this guy, the guy before Zelensky, the president of Ukraine before Zelensky, fired the prosecutor, the district attorney, the one that's going after Burisma and Hunter Biden. And it's about money. It was $5 million for Hunter, $5 million for Joe Biden, and the monies that was supposed to get to Ukraine in exchange for firing a guy in the pay-for-play scheme. And it's now evidence has now been there. And it's been thank you for Marjorie Taylor Greene and Comer and a bunch of others that actually exposed it. And it's, and of course, the FBI finally acquiesced because the guy, the head of the FBI, Ray, did not want to spend the rest of life in the prison cell waiting to get executed for treason. So he handed over the stuff, and the pressure from the under echelon, the real FBC, it's not, it's a top floor, what we call the seventh floor here in Broward, but it's a top floor. So people that the big guys up on top are the corrupt people. The actual FBI workers, most of them, some of them I know personally, some I don't, they're pretty good for the most part, and the honest, hardworking people. And it's not them. It's not the core people. It's the people on top. It's the politicians. It's the raids and stuff like that. They're the ones that's corrupt, and they're the ones that was hiding all this. It's all being exposed now between witnesses, actually, and informants. A paid informant of several $100,000 worth of paid informant. The 1023, the information packet that was released, it's going to be released in full, that every single American is going to be reading it when the next, say, Sunday, so it'll be tomorrow or Tuesday. And the pressure's on. We want Biden and his whole clan, his whole syndicate, the whole family, including Obama and Clinton and everyone else, perp walked in the next few days. And we want them gone, and we've got to keep putting the pressure on it, and we're going to continue to do that because we have to stop this. This cabal has to go. Deep state has to go. And what they did with Trump on Friday was a deflection, because the same day that all the information came out, the same day that all the facts were coming out on Biden, they went ahead and they indicted Trump on felony charges. By the way, though, I heard just before the show that it's going to the 31 out of the 37 counts are being dropped as of tomorrow, the next day, and probably every one of them is going to be dropped within the next few days. There is legal action pending against some of these people, and the guy that is this Jack Smith guy, he's a thug, and he's just as criminal as the Bidens. And there was conflict of interest there, considering that his wife donated thousands and thousands of dollars to Democrats and the Biden campaigns. So there is a conflict of interest there. Everything is going to be thrown out in the next few days, and you're going to see a whole new world. But Trump has made millions over this. It's just fantastic what happened yesterday and the two speeches that he had, one in Georgia, one in North Carolina. There were literally thousands of people waiting for him in both places. In fact, at the airport, in a small airport, not far from where the event was taking place, you know, a few miles out. There were hundreds of people waiting for him to come off the plane, and there were, all along the road, the route that he was traveling to the venue in both places, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people lined up chanting for Trump. And so he picked up a tremendous amount of support. His polling data is coming in. I urge all the candidates that are running in the Republican side to drop out, because there's no way you're going to defeat Trump. You may be able to position yourself for 2028, but I'm telling you, for Mike Pence, forget about it. Nobody's going to support the traitor. He should have done his job back on J6, because he was right there. He could have done it, except he got paid off, and we're going to prove that too down the line. By Pelosi and company, and the Kapal and the deep state.
Who got paid off?
We think Pence got paid off. That's why he went the other way at the end.
All right.
So we got a bunch of other stuff going on. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am great. Great, Daddy. awesome day. You know? And life is good. You know? You don't have, things don't make life good. Life is good because I got up this morning, had a grandstand day, and it's good, you know? I'm hoping the Panthers come back from their 3-1 to turn it around. You know?
The Heat is in the same position as the Panthers. They're both down 3-1.
Because they choke. For some reason, you get to the finish line, but you can't step over it. You know? Like, get into the water, but you can't drink it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So when do you think Sniffikid is going to the, wherever he's going?
There's a lot of things going down, but as we go, this week is a very big week. We expect, even Bonnie Frank thinks that Biden will be out of the White House by the summertime, by June or July, by July, August. Dick Morris said by the beginning of middle of July. Dan Bongino thinks he'll be gone in a few weeks. There's too much going. There's too
when
much stuff.
Nobody believes
that Biden
another.
Is going to be in the White House in 2024. Not even the Democrats. This
meanwhile,
is not a guy
meanwhile, the shit is on. You know. Okay, so my next thought is Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin McCarthy already announced.
Did we really raise the debt ceiling $4
trillion? The debt ceiling, right now it's not raised anything. They're still, okay, yes, they have a deal in place that they followed through and was signed, but the actual procedures through it is being erased as we go. All they got deal was a framework that Biden signed. There's amendments that are being done, Voltron stuff coming through that the Republicans in the House is deliberately doing certain things to compensate for that. So it's, even though it says a $4 trillion,
it
may not be anything.
Was it Kevin McCarthy's fault?
No. The problem was is that we only have enough power. You got to remember, we got a divided system here. We're over the threshold by 4 Republicans. Okay, so we have such a slim majority in the House. You have nothing in the Senate, even though you have a couple Democrats that are voting for Republicans now, for the most part. It's very close. There is not enough. Nobody has any real power. So they're trying to work things around there. So they got that through.
How devastating would it have been if the government shut down?
It was never going to shut down. Even Janet Yellen said that she could have kept moving it back, or they could have stopped, made other maneuvers. It was never going to shut down.
So she was printing money to cover the assets.
Nobody's
yes,
printing. They were manipulating the money from one end to another, taking it from one place to another. They actually saved money by doing what they did.
Okay.
It's complicated, but it wasn't too bad.
It's complicated? Do you want to know why it's complicated? Because they're corrupt.
Yes. We know they're corrupt.
They have no idea how to live within a budget. We all live in a budget, all of us, you know.
We need a balanced budget amendment.
We need for them to stop being pigs and porking and stealing and grifting and conning.
Yeah.
That's what we need. So.
No, and that's true.
So you think DeSantis is going to bite the bullet and leave the race? He never announced he was in.
I think Governor DeSantis will drop out of the race probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks because he doesn't have – he's hoping – what he's hoping and what the other people are hoping is that Trump will – that Trump's illegal problems will cause him to walk out. And what's her name, Seth, from MSNBC?
Hold it. The illegal problems are bullshit. They're made
right.
up.
So that's right.
How can you count on bullshit? That doesn't say, hold it. That doesn't tell me much about these individuals that are running. That means that they are criminals too, and they're complicit to with the Democrats.
They're deep state. Every one of these people are deep state, and that includes DeSantis in some way. And that's the thing there.
Well, we have a major problem.
Right. But the thing is, The thing is that and what's the name from MSNBC said it out loud, but that's what they want, and that is and it was said again today on another network where somebody else was interviewed. I think it also was Bill Barr said that this whole thing will go away if Trump just says I'm not running. That's what they want.
Question?
He wants to not run.
Joseph. Who's the head of who's the head of the deep state? Obama?
The head of the deep state? No, I think the head of the deep state is the United Nations. George Soros and Obama all working together. But I think it has to do with Agenda 21, has to do with one New World Order, where one entity controls the whole world, world domination by one group of people.
We're not going to live like that. Nobody will succumb to that. No.
But that's what it's gearing up with. It's like there's you have one president for the whole world. It's a dictator. It's what Hitler wanted to do back in before World War II. It's what Mao Zedong wanted, or Joe Stalin wanted. That's communism and socialism and stuff. It's a form of socialism, fascism.
People,
it's all the same.
There are people around the whole world that will never be indentured servants. They're in La La Land.
Yeah, what the story is that people got a lot of money, Bill Gates was part of this, Mark Zuckerberg is part of this, Buffett was part of this.
They have the money to survive.
Yeah, but they don't care about that. They want to control everyone else, everything. Look at the AI. You were talking about Walmart today and artificial intelligence, how they're controlling the environment of each store from a distance. If you go into a Walmart,
yeah.
And the lights and the electricity and the air conditioning controlled out of Arkansas, where the home base is, where
how
the home main office is.
How do we change
that? That's artificial
that?
Intelligence is doing that.
How do we change that?
I don't know, but remember that conversation
we
had today.
I'm not into Terminator, okay?
Yeah.
And it was very warm in the store, okay? And that is a violation of health code.
It's
so
also ADA violation.
What?
Also, American Disabilities Act of violation too.
But you're not hearing me. We need to serve the Walton Sun pricks with some big bag shit on them. Sue them. The United
yep.
States of America sues the Walton family. That'll put them in their little place.
Yeah, but they're not the only ones. A lot of places are run with outside. That's one of the problems about AI. And AI could be hacked, and it could be different. All your electric cars, ultra-left ones they have.
Why would I want an electric car? I like a gas guzzler. I want my big 56 Chevy candy apple red auto. That's right.
There you go. You know what? Talking about the environment, a couple of things going on. First of all, the Democrats, John Kerry and others, he said so in the podcast yesterday, is that and it was on the, Newsmax and a few other places. They want to get rid of your cows. They want to kill out. The Democrats want to kill out your meat. They want to kill out your eggs and cheese. And milk and stuff like that. They want to get rid of all the cows and stuff and cattle.
You know who they'll really hurt? They'll hurt babies.
They're going to hurt a lot of people, but they don't care. They never did. The Democrats don't give a rat's ass about anybody. They just want to destroy the people and they'll destroy industries. This one's on behalf of because cows fart. The cows farting is the reason why it causes climate change, according to people like AOC and John Kerry.
It's ridiculous. Hold it, stop. You're telling me AOC doesn't flagellate?
I don't know, but the point is, she says the cows are doing it.
Everybody
and 200,000 cows in Ireland
it
was killed because of that.
Okay? Seriously. Okay? You don't think she's had a stomach ache? And she had gas? Gastritis? Pancreatitis?
Yeah, she has a scale. It's not, do as I say, not as I do. That's what the Democrats do as I say. Do
she's
not do what I do.
Well, I'm
What's
not
good
doing
for me,
what she
not good for you.
I'm not doing what you do. She is ignorant. People voted for ignorance. Well, that should tell you something about New York. They are ignorant.
It's not just New York. It's every Democrat. Even Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
In New York. But we're not talking about every Democrat. We're talking about AOC. And she is
talking
in New York.
Talking about John Kerry. I'm talking about Biden. I'm talking about Obama. I'm talking about every single Democrat that supports the climate change.
And
the
they're still there. And as long
and
as they are there,
a lot of
power.
Them, not
you
a,
ain't
not
got.
For long.
I don't want to hear it. They're there.
For now, not
well,
by next
there.
Week.
Don't
not
be
by
arguing
next week.
With me about anything. As long as they are there and they have the power, they are going to be scum.
They're
going to
be losing the power quickly because most of them are being arrested as we speak, and they will be shortly.
You know what? We will see.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't see the Supreme Court doing their job.
Forget about the Supreme Court. Most of them are going to be taken down, too, because of corruption. So just chill. Everybody's being taken. This is opening eye binding. Everybody is involved is being exposed. Even if it means, it doesn't matter. If you're corrupt, you're being exposed, you're going to be taken into custody. And if you're treasonous, you're going to go down to trial like that. And for Teresa's people, it's death penalty. And it's all going to be gone.
Hold it. Are they going to line up to be hung?
I don't know how they're going to do it. They'll probably get them out, and they probably will be to tribunals, and they'll be hung. That's most likely what will be done. Campy kind of announced, did some of that story last week when he was on. But anyway, I also continue with Biden. His money laundering scheme also had to do with China and CCP, and he got kickbacks to look the other way when the balloon came through. He also knew about the listening post, China's spy center in Cuba, three of them. He knew about them.
I heard that when I went back to 2019 while Trump was still in the lineup.
But Trump was maneuvering it and trying to get them out. As soon as Biden got in, he okayed everything. So that's what that was. So, that's a big thing there. So we got that. Now, we also have the flags. Yesterday, Biden has a big thing in the White House about pride. First of all, pride, if you go in the Bible, the word pride is a sin. It's not. It's bad. It's horrible. So that's the thing is, why pride, according to religion, is a very bad thing. And they stole Rainbow from the Irish, and they stole Rainbow from God, because at the end of the rainbow is supposed to be a pot of gold. And if you look, and God shows the rainbow after it rains, because what it is the different colors coming through from moisture that sees through the sun as it shines. That sets up the rainbow scientifically. But it has nothing to do with sex or sexual orientation. That destroys it, and it's really bad. But what Trump, what Biden did with yesterday, the White House was a disgrace. Every single person that gave that, and every military personnel, along with everyone whose family lost loved ones in war, should be extremely. I mean, they shouldn't even be voting for a Democrat in the first place. They don't give a shit about them anyway. But the thing is, it is a felony to hang the any other flag but the American flag as the highest point. The American flag, if you're putting the American flag, it's supposed to be on top, and it's the tallest flag amongst the poles in this country. You're not supposed to, within the guidelines of every state's law, to
can
put another flag above the American.
May I speak? Look who you're talking about.
You know, that's so true. He does not care about the country. They have no
respect for themselves. How do you expect, or family or friends, they just eat you up and spit you out. How could you expect them to have the inkling about anything except an agenda that was drilled into their head? I mean, this is probably second or third generation or fourth generation of this. This has been going on a long time. I'd say this shit dates back to the Civil War days. You know? You don't agree?
No, you're right.
So, it's drilled into them. I mean, you got the KKKs in them. The Democrats do not like black people. I don't understand that thought. For shit on a shingle with me. I mean, it's just the color skin. They're still human beings. They're people. Who cares what their skin color is? Who gives a shit? Nobody. They're people. And people are important. Okay? They're not less. They're not more. We're all equal.
Okay, I got a better one. Make men masculine again. Make women feminine again. Make children innocent again. Now, the Democrats want to mutilate your child at any age. Not only will
I think women, they're not me per se, but the feminist movement had emasculated men. They didn't want to stay home and serve their man. They wanted to go out there and be the man. You understand?
Yeah.
So men now are emasculated in their pussies, not all, and they want to be women because women destroyed them.
I think they're very weak-minded individual, and they're just listening to the ultra-left, and they're trying to control them. And they're being indoctrinated, recruited because of the weak-minded.
There are more weak-minded people in this country than there are strong.
No, I don't think
free
so. Kids. No, I
don't think
so.
So huh?
It's only
you
about
2 or 3%.
It's only about 2 or 3% of the people that base on everything.
There's only what 10 to 20 million individuals in this country that are weak.
Yeah, that's it. Basically, they're not that strong. And really, what you see, and the ones you see at the White House, they're paid people. They don't come up naturally. They're not like Trump supporters or Tea Party where we think,
you know who pays
pay
for them weak.
Yeah, no, they're being paid a salary, usually from George Soros' people, Occupy Democrats, which is George Soros. You know, these people, they pay them to come out. They're the ones responding, like BLM and Antifa. They're the ones. But they're communist socialists, and they want to destroy the country from within, and they're doing a good job at it because of the left. But that's it.
You
but
know what? Let's go to the right side. Let's go to the right side. How many right side people have low self-esteem?
Not much. There's a few, but not much. But we can pick them up in time because they have their ears off. But they're just looking for a thing. They're just looking for something to hold on to. And we are holding on to it. And Trump is really good at it. And he's galvanizing it. And he's actually saw 75 million, 80 million people in 2020. You're going to see, I mean, he has about 140, 150 million today or more. The American people are galvanizing behind Trump because of this way Barney Frank was right on and a bunch of others. It was a big, big, giant mistake for the Democrats.
What did I hear yesterday that the illegals that are coming in this country are galvanizing towards Trump?
That's because a lot of the illegals, I'm not talking about MS-13s, which is supporting Kamala Harris because she's getting kickback from them. But I'm talking about people, the children, the women, the men that want to get free. They all
if
support a lot of people.
Hold on. If she's getting kickbacks, why is she not being audited?
Because of who's in charge right now. But right now, government is okay. The House is doing it. She is being under investigation. It's one of the committees that she is being taken down. So is a bunch of others. In time, in the next few days, you're going to see a lot more breaking. And it's starting to even the mainstream media, the fake news, is starting to pick up a little bit of it. But they're trying
now
to
Rachel
distract
Maddow,
it with the Trump stuff.
Rachel Maddow wants Trump to go to jail and bend over.
Yeah, I know. Rachel Maddow, and then again, takes another person said, "I said if Trump says I'm not running and pulls out of the race, all of this will go away." That was their plan in the plea deal. That was the plan. They wanted, but Trump told them to go fuck off.
This man, do they not know him? He is not a quitter.
No. And
people
Trump told him in
2017.
Yeah, Trump said in both his speeches yesterday to tell him to go fuck off. He is going out. He is fighting for the country. This is a revolution, and he is going to take him down. And he also said that once I'm back in the White House, every one of the George Soros' supporters would be all those people that work with George Soros will be picked up and tried for treason. He also said he's going to eliminate and destroy the deep state. And all the other stuff that's involved in it. And we're going to return this country to the people, the American people, the people that support law and order, the Constitution.
Like it, and if they don't like it,
they can move.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is going on? It's in the Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
the left beating up.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk about that.
In the left. Are beating up on Bobby. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, it's not just...
He has to be doing it right. With him,
Bobby's
and he's making headway here.
Mm-hmm.
He is really getting there. They're afraid of him. Because they're bugging on about him. I happen to like the Bobby Kennedy Jr. I give him greatness for running. You know, and the Kennedy name is a good name. Okay, I can't say all of the Kennedys are good, but a majority of them are. Okay, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy was a good man, and Robert F. Kennedy was a good man. It's a tragedy. They were assassinated. It was an internal thing. The left didn't like it. Okay, so we have to protect Bobby now. Bobby Jr. With all our might to make sure his life is perfect, okay? Because he's going to primary out. He's going to win it. He is going to be the candidate for the Democrats. I call it now. I support him. I do. He's a blue-collar Democrat. he's a Truman Democrat, okay? And he's a John and a Bobby and his father Democrat. And he has principles, okay? And he has a moral compass. And I respect that, and I support him, okay? I think he has conservative values, okay? I think he has the Constitution in his heart. And I think he's a hell of a guy. And nobody liked the way he speaks. I like the way he speaks. I support it. Okay?
Yeah, and it's a good thing. And there's a couple other Democrats that's jumping into the race because they know that Biden is not going to be the candidate in a few weeks because
they
he's going to be purple out.
I'll tell you something.
No.
The people, just like they're drawn to Trump, they're drawn to Bobby. The
yep.
Kennedy name, I'm telling you, and they're nervous. Well, shit. Irene, I see. They're upset. He don't know how to speak. He knows how to speak. He was at the border. This guy's got some set. I love him. Okay? I support him. Okay? And push comes to shove, he's going to win it. Here in Florida, he will take the primary. He will.
He
will.
Yeah,
he
should take
delegates.
The primary across the country because
the
Biden's not going to be around.
Well, the delegates and the super delegates, which is so goofy in any way.
Yeah, I know.
He will have the support. Because even though the left, the idiots, not all are idiots as Democrats. Some are. Some are just so indoctrinated and stupid. Support the trans shit. And have
that
children and they support the trans shit.
That is child
and I can't figure that out for nada. Why would you want to hurt your own children? You love them. But yet you want to hurt them. That's a real big oxymoron, as far as I'm concerned.
If you are a father, if you are a mother, and you are a parent, do not bring your kids to a transgender or drag queen shows or any of that stuff because you're actually psychologically and maybe physically abusing your child. It's not something. It's
Mommy,
not for
why
them.
Is that man dressed up like a woman? Why does that woman have a penis? I mean, you got it there.
Yeah, you got to ask questions that you can't answer, and it's not really good. Same thing. That's one of the good things that DeSantis did, and Trump also is doing nationwide, is to eliminate and make it a felony to bring your kids, underage kids, to a drag show. It's supposed to, you know, if you want to go see a drag show, be 21 and over. Anything above that, you know, is not good for them. And that's what it should be. Adults, like adult x-rays.
Is there a law in New York that they show porn in houses, right?
Yeah.
The theater I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an age?
It used to be years ago. I don't know about now.
That they cannot go, that they have to be 21 or older to buy a ticket to go sit in a theater and watch porn?
It used to be years ago. I don't think so. I don't know about now.
Okay, so I'm saying my point going in the direction here is we should have a law. You have to be 21 years or older to go see a drag show.
Yeah.
And this way, it's done. You can't, you know, done deal,
yeah.
Signed, good law. You know, just like I
mm-hmm.
said, we should build an Ellis Island on the Rio Grande. Okay.
And they're doing something like that, actually. They're actually
really?
Doing
like
floating barrels.
Idea, huh? They like
yeah,
it,
also,
huh?
Abbott is starting to put out floating barriers in so this way they can't
you know,
swim across.
You know, if they want to come to America, God bless their little hearts. But show who you are and have yourself properly checked out and be on record, okay? Nobody's begrudging you. Show who you are. Don't just come in here and say, I'm here, and you have to give me everything because that's the way that's going to be, okay? It doesn't work that way, and, you know, and you put yourself on a list, and you figure it out, and you go and you get a job, and you're on record, you can get a job because you have a reference. that hold you to go purchase a home or purchase and get a license, purchase an auto, or get a job under E-Verify, you know, and have a life. Nobody begrudges you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Just do it to our method, okay? There's nothing wrong with that, okay? Good to have guidelines. It is. It works. And if you have guidelines, you can work within the system. There's nothing wrong with the system. We are the great experiment. This country was founded on principles. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there are people that don't like it. Well, you know what? You could just say, hasta la vista, baby, and leave. Nobody has to adjust. Because you don't like it, that's not a problem. Change channel, okay? But we like it. It works. I'm proud to call myself an American. And I live in this great country where I can go and express myself.
Okay.
And
all
as
right.
an artist, and I am an artist, I have the freedom to create anything I like, you know?
We got a little while left in the show. I want to change gears for a little bit. One, I want to make sure everybody understands. Tuesday, I'm urging everyone to go out into Miami, support our President Donald J. Trump, Tuesday, June 13th at 12 p.m. At 400 North Miami Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33128. Bring your Trump flags, Trump shirts, Trump hats, Trump signs, bullhorns, and your love of President Trump. A big thing. They had thousands at a caravan by the Cubans, Free Cuba, today, and that went around Miami. And there'll be more tomorrow and on Tuesday, and then on the 14th, there's a big thing going on in Palm Beach County and the rest of the country. As
is
it's not
an
only
arraignment?
Flag Day. What?
Is
yes,
that an
arraignment?
Arraignment? That's
no,
an arraignment.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's 37%. But that's okay. Nothing's really going to happen.
What is
it's
it?
Just
why
going,
is he going to court? Is that an arraignment?
Yes.
Is he surrendering,
supposed
himself?
To be,
is he surrendering himself to be locked up? What is it?
No, he's not surrendering himself to be locked up. He's going through the motions with his lawyer to respond to what the indictment. That's all he's doing on the 13th.
So this is going to be a motion to dismiss.
Right. Something like
okay.
that. All right. And then on the 14th, which is his birthday, so it's a flag day, around the country, there's going to be all kinds of rallies and stuff with support. For that, and also make sure everyone carries a flag, put the American flag out. Not the pride flag, that's bullshit. American flag. American flag always supposed to be on top on everything. That's why I started earlier. You raise the American flag proudly, ignore that pride garbage, because that's nothing but the self-destructive bullshit. And if you bring your little kids to it, when we have video of a few, they should arrest these parents for child abuse, because it's not for them. Because we have a video where guys are getting blown up, sexually, and others, and all kinds of sexual emotions in there, and the kids are just little kids with their hands walking right by seeing it all. That's disgusting. That is wrong. And that's why we have a problem today, because the parents are not being valued the moral. They have no dignity, self-respect, and self-confidence and self-respect of them. If they actually cared about their children, they would be so far away from that bullshit, because you're actually hurting the mental abilities of these kids, that you're destroying them psychologically and physically. These kids, even 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds, or 10, 12, whatever, should not be near that. For a lot of different reasons, and it's not good for them or healthy for them to see. And that's a big thing there. But we also got to remember this. I want to urge, don't forget, just 2 weeks ago we started website, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network is website, which is thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. Everyone to go and join. Scarlett did a great job in designing it. Got compliments everywhere. And it's really, really professional. And Scarlett, you got anything to say? Scarlett?
Great analytics.
Okay.
Great analytics this week. Got a lot of people, a lot of traffic, people going to the site. Great feedback. I love it.
Okay. And again,
anybody interested in sponsoring the truth or advertising, actually, I would suggest getting in on the ground floor because a lot of traffic's happening. A link can go to your website, can bring you business, and no stone unturned when it comes to marketing and delivering a message.
Both the radio show and the podcast is heard throughout the world, over 130 nations worldwide. So you could get a lot of play for the website because it's all attached together. You could go in and into
the site.
And
you get an added bonus because you can get a 30 to 60 second audio on your business. So it all works together.
All you have to do is go to thetruthisthetruth.net and sign up, subscribe, and in the subscription, tell us what you want, and we'll get back to you and set this up for you. Real simple.
Exactly.
And you can see some of the guests that we had on. We put a little bit of it. We can't put thousands that we had over the years, but we did a little bit. And every one of these guests are very happy. In fact, the guests that we had this past week, Bill Conrad, thinks that the podcast and the radio show is similar to Dan Pedrino, gave us credit, said that we're just as good as Dan Pedrino, and he's friends with Dan, like we are. So it's a big thing there. And that's a really good thing.
It comes down to is that Joseph and myself will bring the information to you and enlighten you, and it is the truth. Okay, and we open your eyes and ears, and it's a good listening thing, you know? But what you don't know, we'll let you know, okay? And we always express it, and we'll always tell you about it. We don't leave any stone unturned, okay?
And I also have to thank the other day on AEW, I want to thank Matt Hardy for emphasizes the truth is the truth, and he did that several times in his little thing that he did with a bunch of people.
A lot of people engage in now the truth because that's important, you know. And God forbid, I'm going to say this, he took our slogan, "The Truth Matters." Can you believe that, Slav?
Yeah, but you know what? The truth does matter, and the truth is that Ron DeSantis...
He doesn't tell the truth.
Ron DeSantis...
He's a mudslinger.
Ron DeSantis needs to focus down here in Florida and finish his mission here.
Not in North Carolina. Not follow the president.
No, that's not going to do him anything.
You cannot run for president off coattails. You just can't.
No, Ron DeSantis needs to focus on 2028, finish off with 2020. Once he's done being governor, he needs to focus on 2028. That's what he needs to do. He's not going to
be governor. If he doesn't want to be governor, hand the reins over to Jeanette Nunes. Okay?
Jeanette's doing good. They're working in conjunction. She's still doing stuff there. But he needs to focus on Florida, and because it's not the right time. The minute that Trump got indicted by Jack Smith, that got him the election sold, sealed, and delivered. There is no one that could beat Trump right now, and
that
will never
man,
be.
Jack Smith yeah. needs to go be arrested for treason.
He's compromised to begin with because both
right.
of them had contributed to Biden stuff that's come.
It's all a
yeah.
paid off, wag the dog
right.
bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to give you the show. Hold on. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll see what happens as information flows in from all areas, and we'll keep you up. In notice and abreast of what's going on around the world. This is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless you. God bless America. Have a great night. Bye.
And thank you, Scarlett, for coming on. I'd like to thank everybody that is in the chat room and elsewhere listening to us around the world. We will continue to focus on Biden. We're going to get the information out there. We're going to be working in conjunction with RSBN and Newsmax and OAN and a bunch of True Social and a bunch of others to get the information out, because the American people need to learn the truth about Biden and the Biden corrupt family and Biden syndicate, the play for pays, the money laundering, the kickbacks, working with our enemies, our adversaries, and all that stuff, CCP, all that stuff. It's going to be exposed, and we're going to put the pressure on and the heat on, and we're going to continue to do it. And we focus on to make America great again and get rid of the corruption and deep state and everything else. And we will not be shut down. We'll continue to voice our opinions. We'll continue to get the truth out there. And just to let you know, there is no gag orders, there's no phonies, no bullshit. We are going to get the word out no matter what happens, and we can continue to do so because we are the truth, and we are the voice of the people, and that's why it's the truth is out there, voice of the people. And I urge everyone to go to our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. It is very important that everybody goes there and start signing up and subscribing to us. And if you want to speak and come on the show, you can always do that. So let us know. We'll set it up. If you want to advertise, we can set it up for you. Your business with the exposure that we have, you can make tons of clients, potential clients and stuff coming in there because the exposure is worldwide. Again, I want to thank everybody for coming on. We are going to end the show in a few seconds. And I want to tell you something. Biden is the criminal. Biden is the thug. Biden is corrupt. Biden has been stealing information, and he stole, while he was a senator, he pocketed from the skiff. That's a secret place in the Capitol that they go to see a very sensitive information, and they have to keep it in there, but he was known to pocket it and took it home. He had stuff from him. He had stuff in his garages and other places around from when he was a senator. And he had no legal grounds to do that. And same thing as VP, and he had no legal grounds to do that because he cannot declassify anything as VP. Biden knew about it. Clinton knew about it. In fact, Clinton's 33,000 emails is illegal too. All of that is needs to be done properly and get them all into prison. And the kickbacks. All that's going to be exposed. We're going to continue to do so. We're going to work hand in hand with the oversight committees of the House and elsewhere as the information goes in and our reports on the ground. We're going to start having that coming through, and we're going to continue to work that. I want to thank everyone again. Tune in Wednesday at 8 p.m. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our call number is 515-602-9657. Go to our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. Have a very pleasant evening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
We just got breaking news. Joe Biden committed treason. It's all over the place now. He stole classified documents while he was VP, and store them at his think tank. The think tank received $54 million in funding from the CCP, play for pay, kickbacks. Joe Biden committed treason. The evidence is out, exposed. It's going to be all over the place. His arrest is hours away, and the trial is coming soon. And that's treason. Treason, by the way, is the death penalty. And we now got the proof, positive, and evidence. So the Biden crime syndicate, Biden's not going to be president too much longer. In fact, he's not going to be anywhere too much longer. And either is Kamala Harris, either is Obama, or anyone else. It's all tied together, and the whole roof is now coming down on them. Again, breaking story, Joe Biden committed treason. He stole classified documents while he was VP and stored them at his think tank. This think tank received $54 million of funding from the CCP. That's the Chinese Communist Party. He is done. Thank you. Have a good night. See you on Wednesday.